You know, it was really a good opportunity for us tonight. You know, we have that next man up mentality, and I thought tonight's game, it gave a lot of guys a lot of opportunities, not only to help us in that respect, but to make this team. So we saw a lot of guys play, a lot of different – you saw Josh Evans play the nickel spot for us. We moved some guys around, gave an opportunity to, you know, the more that you can do mentality, I think, was something that we looked at. We had some explosive plays on defense, you know, what, 4 missed tackles on the screen. That we can't do. The long ball, you know, we talk about staying on top, you know, our base fundamental principle. So, you know, some guys getting the reps for, you know, relatively a limited amount of reps during training camp. And to come out there and play those things, we just got to get corrected. But overall, I thought the first half, I just didn't feel like we came out with the energy that we have had in preseason games. The second half was much better, so I appreciate how they responded. It's always tough this time of year. Dave and I have talked about it, putting together this group of 53 that's so important for our team. And, you know, we're going to have to make some tough decisions. I do have a genuine appreciation for all their efforts. They gave us all they got. And we have some tough decisions ahead of us. You know, as we looked at it, we talked about it as a staff, we felt like this would be good for him. You know, the first preseason game, got some reps against the twos. The next preseason game, got some reps against the ones. Saw some blitzes in the third game. Then felt like we wanted him to go through what it feels like to start. So just adding to his body of work. I thought it was really good. Saw some pressure. We had a missed assignment on one of the missed pressures. I thought he eluded the pressure, made a nice throw on one. I'm sure that one throw he'd like to have back, but overall, you know, he handled it pretty good. I thought he really did a nice job with his poise under that pressure, bounced back and made some plays. You know, obviously it wasn't the first read that we had, but he stood in the pocket, again, showed the poise that he had, and, you know, gave us opportunity for a big play. It's great for Marquise, too. I think, you know, for what he's been going through, you know, to come out and finish the training camp like that for him was great. We put a lot of time into this thought process about, you know, how do we keep Blake, you know, growing and, you know, with reps. So you'll see him in with the first group. He'll get some reps in some of our team periods, 2 reps here or there. He'll throw for all the service team reps, not all of them, maybe a couple of the periods, and then he'll go work on a field and do some individual work with Coach Selfo. I think we've learned that, you know, for us to be successful and to be our best, we can't do it alone. I know that. We don't have one guy. I told him that, you know, we don't have any celebrities. We have servants, you know, guys that are really trying to help each other get better. And that's how we operate. That's how we play our best. And if we play with great energy, great enthusiasm, great toughness, and play smart, you know, then I think I really like the way we are. And I believe our first and second teams defense and offense, you know, we saw signs of that. They stacked them up in the preseason. So that part of it I really like. I think we're a more physical team than we were. I think that we're a faster team than where we were.